two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
What are the odds?
Okay, sir, the bet is to you.
All in, baby! You'll know exactly. More or less. What's going to happen? This is 97.5 1280 The Zone, powered by KSLSports.com.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. We are at Homie today. It is unrivaled. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell. Scott missed you over the weekend. Of course, Football Friday, we had you on for just a little bit at halftime for the Utes and Buffaloes. Glad Utah got passing it. What's funny is that you and I, not only have we not talked about the Utah-Colorado game, neither of us have the desire to talk about the Utah-Colorado game. I mean, there was a sense of like getting kind of taking care of business. But I agree with something
I think
Jeremiah Jensen said, which was it was a perfect mix of getting the job done, but also having enough on film for your coaches to get mad at you about.
Yeah,
just looking at
it's
go,
actually
on,
better
man.
To kind of have a lackluster game than to go out and just blow them out and be overconfident. I think it's better for Utah to play Oregon.
Can they just do the exact same thing they did? Just like, can you dial up the same game plan against Oregon and just go, worked, we're going to do it again?
It's always about execution. It's always about execution. And good teams actually become more predictable, and they're harder to actually stop because they just execute it well. And that's really what it all boils down to all the time. It's not the worst thing in the world. I keep hearing this. Oh, you can't beat a team twice in a year. It's like, yeah, you can. I mean, there's not some magical thing. What would Oregon have
quote unquote figured out about Utah? I mean, it just that they have no ability to cover their tight ends. That at some point, they got out coached in that game.
Here's where Oregon's going to try. I don't think they can run the ball against Utah. I really don't. And that's a problem for Oregon because their running attack is the quarterback and the running back.
Yeah.
It's not the running back. And so Utah did a good job of knowing Anthony Brown was a guy that you're going to have to account for. Where Oregon had success was throwing the ball against Utah, but it was like
– Anthony Brown Jr. couldn't hit somebody, though.
He couldn't hit
anybody.
Right, but it was like – it's how they threw. And if Utah can continue to make him be that kind of quarterback, because if he play action fakes, throws it with one step, boom, it's good. But if he doesn't and he waits longer, that's where he's going to have a challenge. But defensively, Utah can run the ball and throw the ball against Oregon. I don't know how you stop that if you're Oregon.
Here's how What Are the Odds works. By the way, What Are the Odds brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Do you snore at night? Are you using a CPAP machine to help you treat that sleep apnea? Sound Sleep Medical can improve your life. Just visit soundsleepmedical.com right now. We roll out a scenario for you, and you give us a 0 to 100% chance that thing will or will not happen. Bonus points if you can tie a jersey number with that number that you pick to go with that scenario. So, Scott, let's start off here. Let me see here. What are the odds that USC wins a title in the next 3 years with Lincoln Riley? I'm not going to say wins a national title. I'm going to say gets to the college football playoff because That is – that's something that no Pac-12 team has done besides Washington, I think. And then, yeah, not even Oregon has gone to the actual college football playoff. But that Washington team in 2016, that's it. So what are the odds USC goes to the college football playoff in the next three seasons?
I will give it a 99% J.J. Watt. Yes.
Wow, that's high. Why are you acting like it's such a done deal just because a guy is showing up?
In 3 years.
3 years.
In 3 years? Easy.
You're like, I can do it. I'm arm tied behind my back. I can do it. 3 years to get to it.
Players today that are really good are really prepared to go play college football. And you can, between getting the best players in the country, because you can get that now at USC, and he will attract those players. And then on top of it, you have the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
And the cupboard isn't completely bare at USC.
No, no.
I mean, there's some talent there.
A lot of talented guys.
So you're anywhere that you can always get talent. And you're a guy – this is a proven commodity. Lincoln Riley is not some guy that's like, you know, well, yeah, maybe he'll be able to do it. It's been – he's proven.
Okay, what are the odds BYU plays a Big 12 or a – Big Ten team in whatever bowl game they end up getting invited to? Now, that might mean changing the bowl game that they're playing in, but what are the odds BYU plays a nice Power 5 team in the bowl game they can match up against?
The Jazz are playing tonight, and you know what that means. I got to pay homage to Mark Eaton, so it's a 53%
chance,
yes,
that they go.
Yeah, I have to do that, and it's better than 50%.
So you should feel good about it, BYU fan.
Well,
it's
more than a 50-50.
I do. I'm intrigued by it. Not that it matters.
Some people have to lose.
Not that it matters, but I'm intrigued by that idea of who actually did a better coaching job this year. Kalani Sitake, Kyle Whittingham, or Blake Anderson. Like, who actually inherited – with the team that Blake Anderson inherited, you could have an argument for him doing a way more impressive job from the coaching standpoint.
Why can't you just argue that they all had – Amazing.
That's not how it works, Scott.
I know, but it should.
Can't we just agree? That sounds like something my mom would say. Can't we just say everyone had a great year?
I don't know why. It's like give everyone a trophy. We always give everyone a – but this is a meaningful trophy. This isn't participation.
Don't put anybody down, Scott. If you have the opportunity, why don't we just give kudos to everybody?
I don't know why.
I'd give a brownie to any of them who came over, okay? Yeah. That's my mom making an appearance on the show today. There you go. Scott.
Does she get like a.
She gets a little kickback.
Get some jazz swag.
We'll get her a Built Bar. You know what we can give her, though? Boom, I got it. $500 off of the listing fee from Homie if she uses the code
there
zone.
There you go.
So Katie's joining us. Superfan Katie, now you go to almost all these jazz games, but are you going tonight, though?
I am not.
Yeah, see, now listen. You say super fan, and most of the time we see you with your jersey on. That's what I assumed is like.
Well, she has a hat on today.
She's kind of working too much tonight, so she's all work, no play tonight. But if you're listening to us right now, we're at the Homie offices here in Sandy,
97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.